This weekend's Utah Symphony Concerts at Abravanel Hall include the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff, featuring pianist Alexander Gavriluk. And I have him on the phone right now to talk a little about his career and the music he'll perform on these concerts. Welcome, Alexander.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure being here.
As I look at your bio, I see that highlights of your current concert season have included or will include performances with the Philharmonia, Chicago Symphony, Vienna Symphony, City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Sydney Symphony, and many others, as well as solo recitals, duo recitals, and the like. That's a lot of time performing and touring. I'm just curious, does that ever get tiring? And if so, what do you do to guard against burnout?
Well, you're right. It is quite a dense schedule, although I must say that one gets a lot of artistic satisfaction from working with wonderful orchestras that you mentioned and with wonderful musicians, my colleagues. It is a process which inspires and also gives a lot of energy back, even though you are, of course, spending energy by performing. It is a wonderful process, of course, to be in the music because music itself has the tendency to unite people in a very unique way, which for me personally is a great great source of inspiration and energy, of course. But at home, well, my wife and I, we have two young children, of course, and keeping that balance is very important, of course, as well. The risk of burning out due to too many programs is always there. So in my view, it's not so much the amount of concerts, but the amount of different programs one has to prepare, which can sometimes be a challenge. So I'm trying to be reasonable and every season and not to have too many programs.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. This weekend, you're performing with the Utah Symphony Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. What are the challenges of playing this particular work?
I think the challenges in this music is to is to make this music sound fresh and to make this music sound unique. And I guess one finds the beauty of this process of always rediscovering this this piece and finding new colors, new shades, new phrasings, and new fresh ideas.